Our first public hearing is subdivision 2018-31, Stag Run J&amp;J Rocket Ship LLC.
This is a cluster subdivision to divide 26 acres plus or minus into 26 single-family lots. It's to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Georgetown 100, Sussex County. The property is lying on the south side of Wilson Road, approximately 450 feet southwest of Savannah Road. The tax parcel is 135, map 10, parcel 5. The zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Staff would submit for the record a subdivision plan and exhibit booklet. It also went through our technical advisory committee, our TAC, and we received comments from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, the Mapping and Addressing Department, the Sussex Conservation District, the Office of the State Farm Marshal, Office of Public Health, Office of Drinking Water, and DENREC Division of Groundwater Discharge. Thank you.
All right, we thank you. Well, Mr. Davidson, we have ignition, liftoff, it's up to you.
Thank you. Good evening. For the record, my name is Mark Davidson. I'm a principal land planner with Pannoni Associates, located outside of Milton, Delaware. I'm here tonight representing the application for J&J Rocket Ship LLC. And with me tonight is one of the managing members, Mr. James Grant, who is sitting here to my right, to your left. Also with me tonight is Alan Decker, who's a professional engineer with Pannoni. This is an application to consider a detached single-family lot subdivision using the cluster development option under Section 115-25A-2 of land in the AR1 Agricultural Residential District. We are dividing 26 lots into 26 acres. This is located on the south side of Wilson Road and on the west side of Savannah Road. The property is, the exhibits that I'm going to have up on the board are all inside the exhibit booklet that has been submitted. The property was once a heavily forested piece of ground. When my clients purchased the ground, it had been timbered. And out there, if you had gone out there and driven by there, you can see that it's the stumps were remaining within the property, and it's kind of grown up with some scrub bushes. There are some wetlands on the property, and I'll get into that in just a minute. The subject property is located in the Georgetown 100. It's approximately 1 mile north of the town of Georgetown. If you happen to get out on Savannah Road here and you go south on Savannah Road, you will run right past the plant within Purdue, the Purdue plant, and which goes right into the town of Georgetown. The property is also located within the Delaware Opportunity Zone outside of the town of Georgetown. We have provided the required supporting statements as required under Section 99-24 A, B, and F. Those are located in tab 2 of the booklet. In the 2007 Sussex Comprehensive Plan update, the area for the proposed Stag Run is identified as a low density area. It's also in a level investment 4 and is consistent with land use plan as well as with the county ordinances. The proposed development will be designed in accordance with all subdivision and zoning ordinances. Development has a proposed density of 1 lot per acre and is consistent with with uses permitted in a low density area. The access to this property will be off of Wilson Road and within the site here. There is on the existing property here, there is an existing drawing. The property is located approximately in this area here. Lot number 1 was sized a little bit larger to accommodate the existing dwelling if it should happen to stay. The owners of the property who are going to be developing this, they haven't decided whether or not the house will stay or not, but we went ahead and designed lot number 1 to encompass that existing house. And then there will be one road in coming into this development, and then it will have stormwater ponds located throughout the project. The project will provide for active and passive recreation. There's approximately 9.6 acres of open space, which is approximately 37% of the site. The project is consistent with the trend of single-family residential developments in the area. Stag Run is in character with the nature of the area in that it provides for one lot per acre and the retention of natural and open space features. The project will comply with the agricultural use regulations required by law, including buffers, setbacks, and agricultural use restrictions. We are providing for the required 20-foot landscape buffer around the entire property, with the exception that the buffer does stop where the wetlands are. The wetlands are located in the southeast corner of the property, within this area here. We've had the wetland delineation flag out in the field, and so we do, and we have located the wetlands, and that's where primarily the mature wooded part of the subdivision that's still left after the timbering happens right where the wetlands are. So no disturbance within the wetlands, and those trees will remain on site. This project is located east of just US 113, which is DuPont Highway, and it's west of Sand Hill Road, which provides for easy access to major roadways for shopping in Georgetown and the town of Milton. The public investment in infrastructure will be avoided because all single-family lots will have individual wells and septics. In tab 5 of the hearing booklet is the soil feasibility study and Denerec's approval letter of having 26 individual septics on this piece of property. We feel the cluster design is superior in design as it provides for single-family detached dwellings in the low-density area. There is approximately 9.6 acres of open space, which includes the approximately 2.93 acres of it will be planted, forested. That's the buffers going all the way around the property. And then we do adhere to 99-5 A through J with the plantings that will be required within that buffer zone. School bus stops will be provided if required by the school districts. We will work with the school districts in determining the location of a school bus stop out front. We do show one graphically on the submitted preliminary subdivision plan. The project will have a single homeowners association for the maintenance and the common areas, the open space, and the amenities, streets, buffers. That is located in tab number 3. And then I've included under tab number 4 the items listed in 99-9C. I'm not going to go through and read them all, but I have provided some answers, but I will touch a little bit on some of those requirements. I've also included the requirements under 115-25E for the design requirements for the cluster development, whereby it's, you know, we are providing for the adequate buffers. Excuse me. We are providing detached single family houses in a low density area. We are keeping with the 1 acre, one lot per acre, so the density is the same as within, that is in character with the area. Under 99-9C, we are in a zone, the majority of the site is in a zone X shaded for floodplain, so no houses or infrastructure will be placed in any type of floodplain area. There is 0.98 acres of wetlands on the site, which I've already previously mentioned. There's no natural historical features within the property. I have provided in the booklet, I provided maps dating all the way back to 1925, and you can tell, and this site has been predominantly wooded until it was cleared sometime after 2012. Before 2017, it was cleared. Cut and fill will be limited to those instances where it is required to achieve the acceptable street grades, parking areas, and the building sites. For the most part, will be disturbed. We do show two stormwater management ponds on site. We have been working with the Conservation District and the agencies and the placement of these stormwater. The one on the north side of the development in this area here will be a dry pond, and then the one on the south side of it in this area here, we're proposing right now to be a wet pond. The roads have been designed to provide for slower-moving vehicles within the development. We don't feel that there's going to be any effect on property values. Single-family detached housing that would be permitted in this development will enhance and complement the neighborhood. And with that, again, we've been working with DelDOT. We've submitted an entrance plan to DelDOT and waiting for comments to come back from them on the entrance. We've met with them, and they are requiring us that we will improve the frontage of the property from property line to property line with the access to this property. And with that, the proposed subdivision meets the general purpose of the subdivision, the zoning ordinance being located in an appropriate location, meeting the purpose of the zoning district and the comprehensive plan, which is essential and desirable for the general convenience, orderly growth, prosperity, and welfare of the county. And with that, I tried to be brief as I could, and I did submit some conditions of approval, if you so choose to use those, and that is my presentation on this application this evening.
All right, sir, we thank you. We'll see if anyone has any questions for you, and we'll start with Ms. Stevenson.
I do. Just because they were talking, when I was reading through all the comments, Denrec made comments about site within a half-mile radius that, you know, checking the wells there, and that was a problem. What do you have any reason to check water, or do you check the water levels or the wells? That since people are going to be drilling their own wells here, who checks to make sure the water's okay is what I'm asking.
Typically, the wells are the well driller has to acquire a permit from Denrec.
Okay.
And at that time, it will the well driller will know exactly how deep it will have to go. All new wells nowadays have to be drilled into a confined aquifer. Anything probably 20 to 25 years older than that, they pretty much just they probably drilled those outside of a confined aquifer, probably within the first 50 to 70 feet. Most confined aquifers are usually 70 feet plus deep, so these wells will be drilled in those confined aquifers.
Thank you. I haven't built a house that needed a well in a long time, so I was not sure how that went. Oh, then I guess the only other question I have is going to be emergency access. Is there any way that you could build the road at least toward Savannah Road with an emergency access in case something happens?
We did leave that open space like that. We're talking about 26 lots. We didn't connect it to Savannah Road is because of the expense that's involved with building
that.
A DelDOT entrance. So, but we did leave that space open for the future. There could be access to it from the road if there is an emergency. I can tell you that DelDOT will not allow us to put a pipe in the swale there to provide for that. They don't want anybody just coming and going out of there.
No, and I wouldn't expect you to either. I just wanted to make sure that, again, I'm on the, you know, if there's a big emergency and something happens and the front entrance is shut and an
Understood.
Ambulance has to get in, that they can get in, that the road, that at least have it.
If we did take into account that and the fact that we did not block that access with mm-hmm. with the lot layouts.
I would be willing to give you a break on the trees in that one area as well, the buffer. So
okay.
That's works for you. So
that works for us.
Okay. That was all the questions I had. Otherwise, it seemed pretty straightforward. Thank you very much.
Okay. Strzok.
So in order to have an emergency access over onto Savannah, I was there yesterday, but I can't remember. Is there a significant ditch?
It's not significant.
It's not. So I
have a feeling if they had to, they needed to, they could probably navigate that, yes.
That was really the only thing I was really interested in. I don't have any comments.
Okay. Tamir.
On the south boundary, you highlighted the one wetland. There's a small gap between the two wetland areas. Is there any reason that the 20-foot barrier planning wasn't added there?
Oh, this area?
Yes.
Right in there?
Yes.
It might
part of an area that might have already been wetted at the time. Again, I can tell you that if it is, we'll end up showing it as a planted area. It's probably just something missed off this rendering at this point.
Okay, thank you. That's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
All right, Chairman, thank you. Sam, anything?
None, thank you.
Okay.
None, thank you.
None for me. Nope, thanks.
All right, sir. If you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of subdivision 2018-31, Stag Run J&J Rocket Ship LLC? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to subdivision 2018-31? Yes, sir. Come on up and give us your name. You may have the floor.
I'm James Hudson, Jr. I own a property that's adjacent to this. I'm on Huckleberry Lane. My father-in-law and mother-in-law, which are 86 and 78 years old, couldn't come tonight because other issues. But we have a few questions about, are these just going to be lots for sale? Are they going to be houses built and sold with house and lot? Is it going to be like blacktop driveway? I see the runoffs and all that, so I assume it's the county specs.
Yeah, that's correct.
And there'll be any limitations, whether it's stick-built, modular, double-wide?
Well, I don't think we're going to be seeing double-wides there.
No, I didn't know what's...
But I'll find out.
A double-wide requires 5 acres, from what I understand, but...
Yeah, if it's a manufactured home, that's a different category.
Right. And square footage requirements on these lots, what might they be for the home to be built? That's a question it would be.
I can tell you on that one, from the proposed restrictions I submitted, the minimum size is 1,250 square feet for a single-story dwelling and 1,500 square feet for a two-story dwelling. So that's what they propose in their restrictive covenants.
All right. Well, how does that work with a house that's already there that appears to be over the setbacks or whatever from the picture?
Well, it's not going to be able to be over the setbacks. There's going to need to be variances.
They got to move the line or get another variance?
Yeah, something like that. I don't know that it is or isn't.
I'm saying that's basically 28 by 40 or 44 or 48, I'm not really expecting. You know, it's in the 9 to 1100 category, so it just looked in that overhead shot that it was almost on the line or next to it. And I was hoping that the properties to be built, as people are developing this, building the homes, or are they going to just sell the lots? Is what I'm trying to find out.
I'll find out, but regardless of who builds the homes, they're all going to have to observe the same setbacks and so on. So it really kind of doesn't matter who does the building. It's just that as long as it's done according to code. So
you pretty much answered my other question about why it didn't go on out to Savannah Road, which seems to be but I also realize in behalf of them, it's also a cut through for the trucks that would make the turn out there. I guess that about handles it all. And also, in defense, if someone had a question about the wells, they haven't lived around a house with a well in a long time. I've got a 60-foot well there that's been there for close to 40 years.
Okay.
So,
all right, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay. Anyone else like to speak in opposition? Okay. Anyone on the commission have any questions? Okay, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. I'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Our next public